Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza eWashington DC.
Ngiyalambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 6 kuMfumfu 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uZulu wakobulawayo uthi uzizwa engasaphephanga kulandela isehlakalo sezigebengu ezibambe inkunzi ebhanga zihlomile zantshontsha imali ephezu kwe-$4 million. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziyathokoza ngoba seziqedisa ukwakha idamu eselile minyaka engamachumi amahlanu lisehlula. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. UZulu wakobulawayo uthi akasazizwa ephephile kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwemota ethwala imali eyayisanda kuthatha izigidi ezedlula ezine $4 million ebhanga le-Ecobank ngeviki edluleyo. Izigebengu ezenza lokhu zazihlome ngemibhobho yohlobo lwama-AK-47 kanye labovolovolo. Sixoxele siphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Kuyethusa ikakhulu uma abantu selibona kunama-private citizens ale mbhobho emkhulu kanjeyana abalesibindi sokuthi bethathe imali ligwaza umhlaba. Kodwa kakwethusi kangako, abantu bangadubeka amaNdebele athi singalamba sidlutshani. So okucacileyo okungamangalisiyo yikuthi abantu badubeka, and abantu bengadubeka ngendlela abantu beZimbabwe badubeka ngayo, they resort to crime. So abantu bonke sebedinga indlela zokuthi beziphilise ngoba kulamsebenzi. Labaphetheyo akutshengisi ukuthi kwelinye ilanga bake becabangela abantu ukuthi abantu bangaphila njani. So mbona ngazathi kunengi okufuze sikukhangelele. Lezi ndlini ungakhangela ama-robberies aya esanda. Kodwa okwethusayo ukuthi laba abaphetheyo benza ngani yonke nje into inormal, akula mzamo yokuthi singenza njani ukuthi sitshintshe inhlala impilo zabantu bebe lenhlala kahle. So kusazoqhubeka ububi obuningi.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngowenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziphakathi kokuzigebhela idamu ngezandla ukuze zilwisane lodubo lokusilela kwamanzi oludlondlobaliswe yikoma komkhathi lonyaka. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Sekuneminyaka engamachumi amahlanu 50 years kusungulwe imizamo yokwakha idamu ledomboritsitsa kodwa lisehlula kuphela ngenxa yengxaki ezishiyeneyo. Kepha lonyaka izakhamizi ithi zilethemba lokuthi lizaphutsha leli damu ngoba zisebenza gadalala njalo zaziphakathi kokwakha umbundu wokubamba amanzi. Okwamanje izakhamizi zetatata zihamba umango omude zisebukha amanzi ngezinqola lokunathisa izifuyo zazo edamu lesilikwe. Umnumzana Ananas Nyathi odlale etatata uthi lingaphela leli damu lizabanceda kakhulu kanye lezifuyo zabo ikakhulu ngesikhathi sendlala esifana lalesi sesikhona lonyaka esesibulele inkomo ezedlula 4,000 eMatabeleland South.
Idamu leli ukuqalisa kwalo sibizi mina ngabona ngubangusibantwana bona ngapha manje 1974 khathi esidamu sileqiza ukuthi liyaphuma. Idamu leli izasinceda sizafaka izivande zembhida and lezifuyo seziphilile. Kade singikhuluma sokwathesi ungabhuda edamu lelo lazokuphungunuka amadonki ayangena afela phakathi athini, kodwa nxa useduze lapha uyayibona leli damu leli. Siyabonga sibili, selikhiphe impilo yabantu abaningi engozini.
Amazwi kaNathi agcizelelwe ngumgcini sihlalo ekomiti ebona ngokwakhiwa kwedamu ledombo ritsitsa. Umnumzana Philani Gwebu.
Kathesi sikha amanzi esihamba sisawathatha ungaba ngumango phose ongaba yi 4 kilometers babe sithatha khona amanzi kunani. So ikusa kwaba lo mbono lokuthi senze idamu sizuze ukusizakala ngodubu lwamanzi. Ekunathini thina abantu ezifuyweni lokuthi senze izingadi abantu baziphilise ngoba izulu lakathesi kalisani ngendlela efana nayo. Uhlupho olukhona lapha yikuthi asila nje esingathi ngokwethu esithembele khona siyancediswa lapha lalapha.
Izakhamizi zithi zincediswa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukwakha leli damu kodwa zikhala ngokuthi zisebenza zilambile. Nangumangweyo laleziko emzini emnengi. Unkosikazi Zolibanzi Mpofu ngukhansila kaward 2 eGwanda North.
Sibe lenhlanhla ke ngokuthola inhlanganiso CRS yesincedisileyo kakhulu ngemathiriyeli. Badala basebenza khonapha icommunity yesebenzayo kodwa kabala kudla bakudlayo esebenza khonapha basebenza sibili belambile kakhulu. Esihle sifisa ukuthi nxa singathola uncediseka ngokudla bathi besebenza besidla abadala. Ngosukhale ukuthi icommunity yaphatheka yesebenzayo khonapha obhilida basukumile emakhaya bayakha. Kodwa kabala zuzu engathi bayithola ngathi kumbe ngathi liholo kumbe allowance basebenza ngokuzimisela kwabo nje.
Inhlanganiso yeMelika ecubungula isimo sendlala emhlabeni jikelele FMine Early Warning System Network FuseNet yethule umbiko kuliviki sithi amadamu amaningi aseChile eZimbabwe ngenxa yokoma kwemkhathi kanye nezigotsho eziningi lazo azisela amanzi. Ithi lokhu sokubangela ukuthi isimo sendlala sibe sibi ngamandla elizweni. Esigabeni seGungwe eGwanda South izakhamizi zijabulile kulandela ukusungulwa kohlelo lokulungisa idamu lazo eladilika ngomnyaka ka-2016 ngemva kokuchitheka kwezulu elikhulu eladala umonakalo endaweni ezijiyeneyo. Lo msebenzi uqhutshwa yinkampani ye-JR Goddard Contracting yona eqhatshwe ngabeGwanda Community Share Ownership Trust. Usobhuku weBhungu uMnumzana Thuso wadenga uthi ukulungiswa kwaleli damu sekulethe ithemba kuzakhamizi esezineminyaka zibhekane lodubo lwamanzi.
Idamu kona seGungwe kukhanya liyalungiswa sekwathembisa okutsho ukuthi ngesikhathi esizayo sibona ngane hayi amanzi zizakuba lawo. Okwakathesi siphila ngebhorani yiko lapho asihlanganela khona abantu kutemazanate yesifiyo zethu khona.
Isiphathamandla se-JR Goddard Construction uMnumzana Francis Ngwenya uthi umbundo waleli damu uza kwengezwa ukuze ubambe amanzi amaningi.
Sithembisa ukuthi izulu lalonyaka amanzi akhona sizawabamba. Umnyaka lo usiyaphela babe sebelamanzi abantu beGungwe. Okunye njengakwengeza ukuthi leli damu leGungwe silengezile ubukhulu balo kukade liyikho khona. Okutshengisa ukuthi amanzi ebeliwabamba ekuqaleni lingakadabuki asaza kwengezwa kathesi ukuya phezulu nge-1 meter. Okutshengisa ukuthi la manzi azabe lapha asezangezelwa asezaba maningi kulokhu akade yikho khona.
Lanxa kulokukhanya edamu leGungwe kubuvilibani edamu leThulimanyange lapho umsebenzi wokwakhaleli damu osumisiwe njalo ngenxa yokusilela kwemali. Leli lidamu elikhulu mpela elikhangelelwe ukusiza abantu abaningi ngoba lizabamba amanzi aphezu kwesilinganiso sama-cubic meters ayizigidi ezingama-23 million cubic meters. Kodwa ukhansila kawa-13 eGwanda South uMnumzana Miklas Ndlovu udokotanisayo ukuthi akulalutho olwenziwayo ekwakheni leli damu okwamanje.
Leliyani damu sithe sibona kuqaliswa sathi nangu mesiya sefikile lapho ezabonakala sesiphila kahle. Hatshi eqinisweni elihle akulalutho, akulalutho sibili ezisebenzi sezizaqhunywa ezinye bezisele mbijane kuvela akulalutho sibili emanyange komile.
Amadamu amaningi esabelweni seMatabeleland South ngasabamba amanzi ngoba esegqibelekile okubangela ukuthi atshe masinya ikakhulu nxa kungela zulu njengalonyaka. Inkomo ziyafa ngokubanjelwa edakeni emadamu amaningi sikhuluma nje njalo uhulumende uthi kusiyaphela umnyaka kulapho kufa inkomo ezedlula izigidi ezimbili 2.3 million ngenxa yokuthilela kwamanzi lokudla. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiseGwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo namuhla sisePlumtree esigabeni sakwaMadlambuzi. Sixoxa loJohnson Ndebele, umkhandi wensimbi ophila ngokwenza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
Salibonani balaleli Studio 7. Umsebenzi engiwenzayo ngisebenzisa izinqola lama window frame. Ungawuthi kumadlambuzi laphana ngiyatholakala Madlambuzi Center kumbe eMkhomeni Business Center ngiyatholakala.
Ukuze wakhe inqola usuka phansi uze uyephutsha ungathi usebenzisa malini, njalo nxa usuyithengisa uyithengisa ngemalini?
Imali engiyisebenzisayo imali engange 400 US dollar, and mase ngithengisa ngemali engange 550 US dollar.
Yiziphi ingxaki ohlangana lazo?
Ingxaki ehlangana lazo kubhizinisi yikusilela kwepetrol, and then ngiyabe ngilesifiso sokuthi ngabe abanye abasakhulayo njengami babe nesifiso sokuthi umsebenzi lo engiwenzayo bengabakwazi ngibafundisa into enjengemitshina yesilelayo. Abanye babe nesifiso sokuthi ukhule kube i-industry enkulu.
Wawufundela ngaphi umsebenzi?
Indaba yomsebenzi yokuthi ube uzuyekwazi uzuvuthe sibili abantu bekuncoma ukuthi hayi umsebenzi awuyenza ngendlela eyiyo. Into engiqale lapho ukuthi from ngisesephansi ngakakwanisa ukuthi ngayenza umsebenzi wezandla, but ngilesifiso sasesikolo ngangu-form 2 ngangifunda i-woodwork. Ngabonisa uthando kutitsha uMr Msemwa owayengifundisa uwoodwork. Wayelokho engifundisa izinto ze-woodwork, lokho engifundisa loko ngaze ngayokuma kumform 4 esifundweni sami. Nganginesifiso sokuthi ngiye kukhosi ngezandla zabazali zasuka zabamfishane. Angisaphumelelanga, but loko ngidlwisa ngizama ukuthi ngibe lolwazi omsebenzi ezandla. Ngabona-ke ukuthi i-woodwork akulula ukuthi umsebenzi onjenganalowo uwuthole. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngayenza i-welding or i-building, ngabese ngibona ukuthi ayi i-welding isenhlizweni yami ngicabange kuqala. Ngabe lokho ngizama, ngabuyela futhi ku-Mr. Msemwa ngisiyabuza ukuthi le nsimbi ikhathwa njani, kuthiwa yini ma uyimesha uyimesha njani. Ngabe lokho ngifunda ngithola ulwazi kancane kancane, ngingena ku-YouTube loko ngizama ukuthi ngibe le experience. Ngasuka lapho ngathenga insimbi zakudala lezi mbheda lezi zazikhona ebantwini, ngaqala-ke sengenza amaseko ngithengisa. Abantu bencoba lo bencoma lo msebenzi, hayi ngabona ukuthi hayi akulangiswaka kula bantu abasolayo. Ngabe lokho ngikhula kanjalo mbona lezi moto sezibuya kimi ngisekhaya kumadlambuzi kwapha, bachisela abantu bekuye bebonge bethi hayi umsebenzi uyawuyenza. Lokho ngidinga experience. Ngibiza la abanye abantu abakwazi ukuchisela, ngithi ngayenza into ngibabize, ngithi hayi mafowethu ngicela ke limbonise lapha ukuthi ungabe kurungu ngaphi. Hayi bethi hayi kuhle. Loko ngiqhubeka kanjalo lamanje ngingacabanga ukuyenza ulutho kumbe ukudizayina something. Ngiyangena ku-YouTube ngisethe mboni ngibe lokho ngithole i-experience kwaphana. Yindlela yami yokufunda umsebenzi. Ikhosi ukuze ngibe wazi lo msebenzi ngalesifiso, but ngenxa yokuthi izandla zabazali zizwitshane ngayihluleka, but manje sengile experience yakhona lo.
Abasakhulayo njengawe ungathanda ukuthini kubo? Ngoba siyabona abaningi batshona bebhoda ngezitolo benatha utshwala njalo besebenzisa izidakamizwa.
kwabasakhulayo njengami ababelesifiso sokuthi bengabe lemizamo yemisebenzi ezandla, kodwa belokhu benjani besahaba sasendimeni le ndima yentshengo. Kuyabanzima ukuthi kube lempumelelo ngoba lokhu ingcosana okubili okuthathu uyabukutholile uyabucabanga intshengo. So kuyaphambanisa izimiso zakho kumbe izifiso zakho. So onjengu labo awalungayo.
Abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe mhlawumbe befuna ukuthenga inqola lokunye okulungisayo, bakuthola njani?
Abathanda ukuthi bengisapoti bathenge izinto engizilungisayo kumbe engizenzayo. Njengoba besithi umntwana ngokhuliswa ngumakhelwane. Ngiyangithola kunombolo lezi 0711385122. Ngizibiza futhi 0711385122.
UJohnson Ndebele ngosakhulayo ohlala ePlumtree esigabeni sakwaMadlambuzi ophila ngokukhiqiza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu namuhla silomnumzana Vusani Spanda.
Sengana masiko wenzi bomandla
laba bamkhulu
masiko babe lobola
usenzi bomandla
ibingelele babunkomo labalalele. Engiliphathele khona namhlanje nanku kubalulekile nje. Sizothanda ukubheka ukuthi yini isiko. Sikhuluma ngani masikhuluma ngesiko? Abanye bathi isiko into yamadlozi, into yezinyanga, into yezangoma. Athi uma ukhuluma ngesiko athi umzali, mntanami mina kangisangeni lapho ngisindisiwa ngifuna into zamadlozi la kwami. Isiko libuya kumdali. Yini isiko? Isiko isisombululo oyi-answer, isicazululo senkinga yesizwe isizwe esibhekane nayo. Impendulo kube kuthiwa yisiko uma libuya kumdali. Into eyenziwa continuously. For example, athi kudala mandulo bekuthi uma isizwe silenkinga imvula kayinethi bayi isizwe siyempini siyahlaselwa, inkomo ziyafa nje kule mkhuhlane esingayazi, kuyagulwa nje, kukhona nje into engahambi kahle. Bebehlangana besiyinkosini yabo, inkosi yabo ibiyibheka le nkinga isuke lapho nayo idlulisa inkinga kwimboni. Yini imboni? Imboni ngumuntu oyimediator between izele inyama lezwe lomoya, ophathiswe isibani sizwe, okhanyisile isizwe, ombathwe izidalwa zezwe lesithunywa esikhulu ideyithi exhumene nomdali. So lowo muntu bebesimabe inkosi idlulisela kuye, yena abese siyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu. Uma siyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu, mala mpendulwe isehla ibuya mhlawumbe njengoba imvula kayinethi kuthiwa hayi thathani gawulani isihlahla ejaswe elizulu dobha amathambo litshisa izidleko zabo thekwani tshisani. Liyana mpendulo uma kuthiwa every year before izulu linethe libe lisenza njalo gawula litshisa lisenza ini gawula yampendulo lena uma ibuya kube kuthiwa yisiko. Isiko lesizwe ngoba impendulo befika adlulisele enkosini, inkosi ibisisenza imbizwe ibiza isizwe ibisidlulisa ukuthi hayi kuthiwa manje as every year before imvula iqale kumele sigawule isihlahla sitshisa senze 1 2 3 1 2 every kuthiwa yisiko. Sometimes kuthiwa abantu mabazile ngelanga elinje, ilanga elinje yabo iyazilwe leli yisiko sesizwe. Isiko yi-answer ebuya kumdali, ebibuya kumdali true imboni, imboni edlulisela inkosi. Isiko liya-involva, kulamasiko angapheli. So kusiba la masiko ade senzekwa kwesikhathi esithile aphele kubuye futhi kuyecelwa ngokunye kubuye kuqala amasiko amatsha, bekunjalo. So abantu bakudala okhokho bethu kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy, bebengaziyeli kumdali. Babekwazi ukuthi siye enkosini yethu, inkosi yethu isidlulisele kulo phezulu ngokomoya, yena lo ombathwe edala usidlulisela kumdali. Asibuye silethele i-answer. That's why okhokho bethu kade be-powerful, very powerful. Kade besiyokulwa nabantu abaphethe imbhobho, bona bephethe imikhonto kade benqoba, kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy futhi kade beyihloniphi hierarchy. That's why kade be-powerful. Namhlanje sekulahlile konke lokho, sabiza into zethu ezazisiphilisa ngamademoni, sathi kumdali siyaziyela, asala nje yonke le hierarchy ibikhona, siziyelile kumdali. Yini elungayo? silahlile indlela okhokho bethu kade be powerful kade besisathwa ezinye inhlanga. That's why ezinye inhlanga zabuya zezala ngoba okhokho bethu kade be powerful elandela indlela zabo zeqiniso ezibaxhumanisa nomdala. Thina salahle okwethu salandela indlela esingazazi. Yikho namhlanje siyilapha abantu abanje. Yikho namhlanje singayindawo empilweni. Yikho namhlanje singu number last ka yonke into nje. Yonke into nje kwezinye siyi number last yazo zonke inhlanga. Ngoba silahle indlela yethu. Ebisiphilisa indlela kade sezokhokho besatshwe ngezinye izizwe. Kade sezokhokho bahlonitshwe bakhothanyelwe ngezinye izizwe. Sabiza amasiko ethu madimoni. Naso singabantu abasoko. Sibonge.
Umnumzana Busani Spanda ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Zimbabwe. Kuhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla silomfundisi Thande Nkosi Mkandla.
Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, asivuseleleni imoya yethu le ehlala isihlukumeza ngenxa yezinto ezihlukeneyo. Sizakhangela eBhayibhelini iTestamente Elitsha ngokuloba kukamvangeli uLuka isahluko sechumi. Siqale endimeni yamashumi amabili nanhlanu sisiya kuma endimeni yamashumi amabili nesificaminwembili. Kufundeka kanje uLuka chapter 10 siqalise verse 25. Bela wase usukuma isazimthetho esithile samlinga sathi, mfundisi ngizakwenzani ukuba ngidle ifa lokuphila okuphakade na? 26. Wathi kuso kulotshweni emthethweni ufunda kanjani? Verse 27. Saphenda sathi, uyithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho nangawo onke amandla akho nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho nomakhelwane wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena. Verse 28. Wayesethi kuso, uphendule kahle, yenza lokho uzakuphila. Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, lapha sihlangana le ndaba engathi mina indaba emnandi ngokumangalisa kwayo nokuqumbaqumba kwayo. Ngoba kuthiwa kule ndoda eyayisazi umthetho, mhlawumbe ngesilungu singathi wangu-professor of law, ngoba yizo izikhwica mfundo phela labo ababizwa ngalawo magama. Into engithanda kakhulu ngalo professor lo, kuthiwa wasukuma wamlinga uJesu ngombuzo othi, ngingenzani ukuze ngidle ilifa lokuphila kunaphakathi na? Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, baningi abantu abeza kithi ngendlela ezishiyeneyo bezosilinga ngezinto lathi ezingasihuga, lathi esingazikhwabitha, esingazithanda, kodwa bona besilinga nje. Abanye mhlawumbe gabaze basilinga mhlawumbe ngamazwi aphuma emlonyeni, kodwa ngezenzo zabo. Abanye ke basilinga ngendlela zokuthi balempahla ezingakanani, naleyo mpahla iyabe ingaziwa ukubana itholakale kanjani. Abanye basilinga ngemfuyo yabo, ngezikhundla zabo, ngalokho abayikho khona. Sibe sesithatheka ngobana iningi labantu bayawuthanda ukuthatheka, sibe sesiphambuka-ke endleleni. Kodwa le ulo uprofesa uyambuza uJesu, emlinga njengoba ngisitsho, uthi kambe wayengenzani ukuze adle ilifa lokungaphakathi? Khangela njani. Wayefuna ukuthi abe yisazimthetho okungaphakathi, into engasoziphele eselibele ukubana impilo yakhe izakwedlula emhlabeni. UJesu abesesikathi kulotshweni embhalweni njengoba ufunde kangaka nje, ayihlabele impendulo, aqambe konke ngaphezu okokuthanda uNkulunkulu nenhliziyo yakhe namandla akhe ingqondo yakhe umphefumulo wakhe ngakho konke, aze athande lomakhelwane wakhe njengalokhu ezithanda yena. impendulo kaJesu ngithanda ithi uphendule kahle yenza lokho uzawuphila. Nanga umuntu eyazinto okumele ayenze uyakwazi okufunekayo ukuze impilo yakhe ibe mnandi, impilo yakhe ibe nhle, kodwa ubuya uzolenga uJesu abuye aphendule ngendlela uJesu athi uphendule kahle yenza njalo uzawuphila. Ungabe unguprofesa wezinto zasemhlabeni, dinga izinto zikamoya. Sikhuleke Baba, vula ingqondo zethu singazenzisi, silandele lokhu utsho ilizwi lakho. Amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla ngohlelo Vuselela Umoya. Kwezemidlalo namuhla uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lowake waba intshantshi yomdlalo wokugijima lokweqa uJuma Phiri. Okwamanje uPhiri usengumphathi weqembu lenguqu eleArenal Movers elidlala kusigaba sePremier Soccer League.
UJuma Phiri udabuka koBulawayo njalo ungomunye wabadlali abake badla ubhedu eZimbabwe.
Ngazalwa mhlaka 2 February 1973 eLandaba Clinic. Ngafunda eGampu Primary School uGrade 1 to Grade 4. Then ngasensuka ngayafunda eHenry Law uGrade 5, Grade 7. Then ngasuka lapho ngaye Hamilton Boys High.
UPhiri uthi ezemidlalo kwahle wazithakazelela safunda eHamilton High School.
Ngangisenza ama sprints le ayijump ngayiqala ngemistake if I may say. Mina I was concentrating more on ama sprints high jump at the time. Uxolani Mabhemoyo I fell sick and who I was mastered to asked me, I gladly accepted. I never looked back from that day. Ngase ngirecruitwa iWanki Athletics Club who were concentrating more on the Chamber of Mines, challenging the prizes of Lomisis Ndlovu, and in my life they really played a big role.
Njengo muntu owayele siphiwe emdlalweni etheneyo, uPhiri uthi wabona kungcono ukuthi aqinise kakhulu kumdlalo owodwa, wasekhetha oweqa, owe high jump, wekela ibhola lokugijima.
Athletics really took me far and wide in the world. I represented the country not in the Olympics but ama regional competitions. Extended with one particular time I was the fifth best in Africa southern region as a high jumper.
UJuma wenza izimanga esecawa ngoba umncintiswano eminingi waze wangena la kwezwekazi le Africa.
I broke the national record in Zimbabwe ngo 1999. It was 210. I broke it to make it 215 and then a week later broke it to 216, a record which has been existent up until last year. Yeah, break after 24 years. I'm now more on the administration part of sports.
Okumanje uJuma Phiri uSiphathamandla uqembu lenguqu leBulawayo Arnel Movers. Ngimele 7 igama nguEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Abahlabeleli beZimbabwe bathi labo balahlekelwe kakhulu ngokutshona komculi wakwele South Africa olodumo obesonta iZCC uSoli Mohulu. Sixoxe lomunye wabaculi laba uMkhando Sikhandayo.
Kuningi esifundile kuye futhi kuningi ebesisakulindile ukuthi sikufunde kuye. Silahlekelwe kakhulu singabaculi abancane. Kuningi ebesithi masikwenza sikopa, ziningi ingoma zakhe ezithi mazicula zisiyakhe imimoya.
UMkhando Sikhandayo ngumculi kamasikandi weZimbabwe oculayo kwele South Africa. Wanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo nguNtungamilinkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa yenhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP